Welcome to Weem Weekly, produced by 91.7 WEEM. You can find this podcast on our website at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the Weem Weekly. I'm Parker Dean, and I'm sitting down with Mr. Hunkler and Abby Bowers.
Hey, Parker. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Parker.
You're welcome. So I know that you're like the supervisor of like the Bring Change to Mind, and you're the president, right?
Yes.
That's correct. Yeah.
So my topic that I'm going to talk to you today is suicide prevention. And so, you know, there's a lot of stuff going through the school emotion-wise, like stress, anxiety, depression. So what can you say to like help that? What's the main, like, how can they reach out?
Yeah, that's okay. I'll start as a teacher and a sponsor of Bring Change of Mind. Like, there are so many avenues of coping or managing a lot of these issues that come up throughout the day. But with Bring Change of Mind, our whole goal is to advocate for mental health and let people know that what you feel is normal. What you're experiencing is normal. And there are ways to work your way through that. You're not alone. This isn't something that is unique to you specifically, but it can feel very isolating. You can feel awfully alone when you're not aware of what's out there and the resources we have available. And then students like Abby, who advocate for mental health, are like incredible human beings that exist in our school. And there's a whole group of them. Right, Abby?
Yeah. I think it's just really important to know that this group is just here in the school and we care.
Yeah.
And it's not about any one specific thing. It's about the whole school and what we can do for everybody involved, and not just the school, but the community as well.
Yeah. I've listened to an interview for Mrs. Wagner just a couple hours ago, and she was like, there's more people than there is when she's been 7 years. That's when she started. And so there's counselors, there's the Bring Change to Mind, there's people like her that advocates, there's students in the halls that you can reach out to. So why, my next question is, why do you advocate for this? Like, what's your main goal for your Bring Change to Mind?
Well, I'm going to steal Abby's answer. It's because we care. That's really it. Like, Abby, I know, cares a lot. I care a lot. And there are teachers here, like, the majority, regardless of what students believe, we actually love our students. We really do. We care. That's why we're here. We're not here because who would in their right mind would choose to be here if they didn't love and care for other people? It's a servant's job. Like, we are public servants. And as part of that, we care for those that we look after. We care for those we guide through and teach. And it was a great answer when she said it. That's why I stole it. We care. Like, we just care.
Yeah. So that's like a major, because people that go through that, there can be, sometimes there's doubt, that some, like, they give up on themselves and stuff like that. So if you have, like, if they're experiencing that, how can they reach out?
I think the easiest way would be to email me or Mr. Hunkler ourselves, or Mr. Hunkler is available throughout the day in his classroom. I don't know. I'm just kind of around the school. School email is the easiest way to get to me personally. Mm-hmm. Other than that, join meetings.
Right.
Where every other Wednesday we're in Mr. Hunkler's photography room, 114?
112.
112.
112.
Yeah. So that, I'm glad to know that you're here, you're advocating for it. And so what's your like favorite, let's get into the fun stuff. What's your like favorite thing to do when you have that meeting?
Oh man. Well, our last year of meetings were really limited because social activity was outlawed due to COVID restrictions. But we've had a few meetings already. And I just, personally, I just love the nervousness we all have in a judgment-free zone. Like, nobody judges anything for anybody, period. Like, it's a wide open, anything goes, say what you feel. And everybody starts like, well, I don't want to sound stupid, but you know, and it's always kind of fun to entertain, because like, then they say something incredibly brilliant that everybody loves. And she's like, oh my gosh, what a great idea. You know, like that's so, I never would have thought of that. And of course everybody starts like, yeah, but I don't want to sound, and I'm really entertained by that. You know, just.
It's that, like that. You walk into the classroom, no one's going to look at you. They're going to be like, oh, how's your day? They're not going to worry about what clothes you have on or why you have that bracelet on for or something like that.
It's a good feeling knowing that all you have to do is just be yourself.
Yeah. But when I was listening to Mrs. Wagner's interview with Connor, she said there's more girls than boys.
Yes, that is actually a very big problem. A huge part of suicide prevention actually is boys knowing that they are not alone.
Yeah.
Because they feel the need to man up, act like they're tougher than they feel. And it's just not true at all.
Yeah. How can we as a school bring that more to attention?
Well, I think that's the whole point of Bring Change to Mind. With people like Abby at the helm, she's reaching out on every platform and avenue she can. She's not just within the walls of this building. She's gone out into different community events and has spoken up, not to recruit, but just to make people aware, like, this is serious, you know, like, guys, you don't have to do it by yourselves. You know, you don't have to be macho all the time, you know, and girls, you know, like you don't have to be frail and fragile. You know, like you can be strong too, but we can all be strong together because it's not about carrying the burdens on your own. You know, like together we can carry this weight. Together we can make it through this. Together we can do a lot. And I think that's the most important part that we all tend to forget. Like everybody feels like we have to do it on our own. Like if I can't do it by myself, then it can't be done sort of mentality. And it's like, well, that's awful.
You know,
that's
a really bad way to go through life. It's like a big topic, but like you don't really think about it until it's there.
It's the biggest thing that nobody's talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
like it's a whole month and I've seen no one like talk about it whatsoever.
Yeah. But it's something that everybody ignores until it happens. And that's devastating. Yeah.
It's such a shame topic for no reason, because if you think about it, like if someone were to go to the hospital because they had a really bad car accident and they broke every bone you can think of and head trauma and all that stuff. But if someone is like, I've been thinking about suicide and they are put into a hospital and nobody wants to talk about it ever.
No.
Like it doesn't matter if they came out and they were stronger than before. It's like, okay, but they were.
Yeah.
They were crazy, which I hate that word.
Yeah.
I hate
that word. It's not that. They're.
It has many definitions. Like to me, it has like, it's more of like a broad like word. It could have like a good definition, but half the time it's bad.
You know what I mean? It's just that label you put on to distance yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, don't worry about it. They're just crazy. You know, and I think that creates a separation that's totally unnecessary. They're not crazy. They're dealing with something very serious and something that we've probably all dealt with at some level in our lives. And we're probably closer and more connected than we've ever been before, but we always like to distance ourselves like, nah, at least I'm not like that. It's like, well, we all are. You know, we are.
Because, I mean, for a student, I'm sure you've seen, like, people looking at people and they're like, oh, like, I'm like, they're trying to hide that they're not judging.
So much judgment, but nobody wants to admit it.
You know that they're judging it. Like, you can just tell, like.
Don't judge me for judging.
Yeah, that's true. So my next, like, end of the discussion is, what is your favorite part about coming together? Like, I know that you tried really hard. So what's your like favorite part about getting this together?
Seeing people's stories come together.
Yeah.
Like one of the huge projects I was working on were the PSAs, and they should be rolling out pretty soon, but I ask one question and everyone has a different answer, but it's all like within the same realm.
Yeah.
Like, what was your struggle with mental health? That was a question I asked in every interview, whether it was shown or not, but they all had some personal connection with it, but it's something that nobody wants to talk about on a regular basis, but it should be.
Yeah. Like I was looking at different topics I could do. And when I knew, cause today's actually my birthday.
Happy birthday.
So it's like, so I knew like this month is like my birthday, but I also knew that it's something completely different than like my birthday. So I knew right then when I was like, I don't know what topic I was going to choose this, because you don't hear a lot of people going, oh, how's your mental health today? You're like, how, they're not going to stop in the hallway and be like, are you okay? Do you need help? Do you need us? Like, do you need to talk to someone? They're not going to do that.
Everyone asks like, are you okay?
And then they're just like,
yeah, I'm fine.
And they're like, oh good, I have a test next period. Bye. Yeah, or something. Like, yeah. Like they don't actually take the time and be like, oh, you're okay. Right. Like, why are you that way? You know, and like,
how are you?
That's a concept that we've been pushing. We're calling it ripples. And Abby has been creating some of the biggest ripples in this entire school. But basically it's that act of kindness where you sincerely reach out and say, hi, you know, how are you?
Yeah.
You know, I'm listening. I see you, you know, like I may not know you completely, but you are important to me. That sort of mentality, those little like hints of kindness or that idea of like with Abby and her crusade to interview and talk about mental health, she interviewed 30 people at least, you know, and recorded hours of interviews. And that started this whole effect. And then more and more people got involved and more people were more comfortable. Not necessarily saying, are you mentally healthy? You know, but really saying, how are you? And listening and not just accepting I'm fine or I'm okay. Because I've listened in the hallways and I've heard the follow-up, like, but are you? You know, and that sincerity, and these are people I recognize, and I know that Abby has had an influence on that, but those are the ripples that are happening within the building. And it's going to be the small things that will have the biggest impact. And I think that's something that the students are really empowering. And Abby made a huge splash with her movement, and it's just echoing over and over again. And people are picking it up, you know, like this is going to be a huge change, and hopefully it won't be very long, but with people like Abby who are dedicated to it and understand the importance of it. And there have been a few setbacks without a doubt. But that's part of it though. We're not going to give up because somebody said, well, this is stupid. I don't want to be a part of this. I'm like, we understand.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult, but we got to do this though. You know, it's really important for us and for our community.
Because they're not going to talk about it. So somebody has to.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're not here to make people talk. We just want to let them know that there's always a place for them when they're ready. And sometimes they just want to be there and not say a word.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's great. You're here. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
I would sing happy birthday, but I'm not going to.
You're fine. Right. This is the Weem Weekly. Thank you for listening and have a nice day.
The Arabian Staple is your place for Pendleton Heights apparel, from shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Find everything you need to show you're an Arabian fan by logging on to www.arabianstable.com. You can also find the link on the high school's website at phhs.smcsc.com or on Weem's website, 917weem.org. Arabians get their gear at the Arabian Staple. Get yours today at www.arabianstable.com. That's www.arabianstable.com.
Welcome back to Weem Weekly. I'm being joined by Miss Wagner. Today, we'll be talking about the subject of suicide in regards to it being Suicide Prevention Month. Miss Wagner, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. So I heard from Mr. Hunkler that you are an advocate for spreading social awareness for suicide prevention. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
So what got you inspired to start advocating for suicide awareness?
I am a mental health advocate because I myself suffer from mental illness, have for many, many, many years. So I get it. I know what it's like. And I firmly believe that things that you end up having that aren't always a good thing, you can turn them into a good thing by what you choose to do with it.
That's very motivational.
So just basically, you know, educating people on mental illness, supporting people with mental illness, that allows me to understand more maybe why I have what I have. I'm bipolar. And I also have borderline personality disorder. I'm not shy about it. I'm not ashamed of it. And I'm very open. Talk to anyone about it. And I think it allows people to understand that they should be able to have a conversation about it because it's nothing to be ashamed of whatsoever.
Exactly. It's one of the things I've heard is like the best thing you can do is just talk about it. Like, yeah.
Yep.
So like how long have you been like publicly advocating? Like
probably about 8 years now.
Wow.
That's
cool. And what exactly does like advocating like entail? Is it like telling your personal story like or like reaching out on like social media?
Well, the school that I was at before, I started the Bring Change to Mind Club. And then when I came here, they already had one. So I co-sponsored it and helping those kids get the word out to the students here is one of the things that we do, helping with the ideas. So educating the students in this building, educating the teachers in this building. It's not just the students that need to understand what's going on. It's the teachers as well. The entire staff needs to understand mental illness because a lot of times the students in this building, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And you may not find out what's going on, but you need to be understanding that there may be something there. So I have stuff all over my room, on my door. I'm very open. I have been for years on social media. I'm very open about my disorder. I have several people reach out to me via social media about wanting to meet with me or talk with me just to, you know, maybe have somebody that understands what they're going through and make them feel more comfortable about their mental illness.
That's fantastic. Like that's truly amazing.
Well, thank you.
You mentioned that you did started to Bring Change to Mind at your last school and have now joined ours. What do you think of our program?
The student participation is great. The one thing that is needed, though, is male participation. And males are a little more shy about talking about mental illness, and they really need to be a little bit bigger of a focus because they are actually more at a risk of suicide than the females.
Oh.
So we need to get men to join the Bring Change to Mind Club to represent the mental illness of the male body.
Yeah.
Because they're, you know, boys are taught that you need to hide that kind of thing and it's not cool. And they don't want to talk about it or show their feelings, and it makes it worse on them to be that way. So I think the conversation with the male student body needs to really increase as far as mental illness. So I'd like to see more males in that club to represent the males because, again, they are just at a higher risk for the suicide than the females.
Yeah, I can definitely attest to that about feeling like you have to suppress it. I don't suffer from any problems myself, but I do get that feeling.
Yeah, you feel like you just, as a boy, you can't say anything. You're weak. You're being a baby.
Yeah.
And it's not true. I find more respect for somebody who can talk about it and be open about it than I do for those that feel like they're going to be made fun of because they say something. So you just gain more respect. And you may not get what you want when you first talk about it, depending on who you talk to about it. So I love the fact that I'm very open about it. So I feel like I'm a safe space. So anytime anybody needs to talk to me, I am open before school, after school, during A lunch, B lunch, C lunch. If you feel like you just need to talk to somebody, I am a huge safe space for anybody that's having issues.
What room number are you in?
Well, that's kind of funny. I don't have one.
Oh.
I am in the east balcony of the gym. So if you go up on the gym balcony, you'll see me on the east side. So you've got Mr. Hinton's room, and then I'm like directly on the other side.
Okay.
It's a little easier to find me.
Cool. And then what's your email in case students
want to
reach
out? Is twagner@smcsc.com. Oop, yep, there you go. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. And then about joining Bring Change to Mind, how is that done if like male students listening want to join or even female students?
You can. There's so many ways. You can speak to myself. You can speak to Mr. Hunkler. You can speak to any. Of course, you probably don't know who's in the group. They also have several resources. There's a Canvas page that you can sign up on. But feel free to come to me or Mr. Hunkler if you're wanting to join the club. Okay. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Specifically with how this school year has been and since this is your first year, have you noticed that, like, there's been a problem with, I don't want to say problem.
Issue?
Like, yeah, issue with that this year. Like, have you, like, heard anything from, like, students? I know, like, COVID's caused a lot of stress. Like, has that been an impact on students this year?
Oh, absolutely. When kids go virtual, it's tough. You're socially excluded. And I think social media is not a good thing when you are being stuck at home and you can't get out, because people rely on that. And I'm not a big social media person when it comes to high school, because that's how a lot of things get said, a lot of things happen, because you can't understand what the person truly means sometimes.
Oh yeah, tone's definitely like the hardest thing to come off with. Like sarcasm, even though sarcasm can be harsh, in yep. real life it's even worse over a computer because you can't tell.
Exactly. And I that's very hard for somebody. And the stress is there. When you're home, you've got more responsibility, and then you have school on top of it. And there are a lot of kids I find, especially at this high school, that have a lot going on other than school. So when they turn virtual, they've got jobs, they've got family, they've got a lot of responsibility put on them, even more so when they're at home. So we're asking them to do an awful lot, and so we need to acknowledge the stress that is placed upon them and what it can do to your mental psyche. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's really hit a lot of kids this year.
Yeah. And then, so I can definitely see how, like, all that workload is very stressful, especially as a student's perspective. I do understand what that's like. And then I do understand how, like, it gets awful just being stuck at home all the time. Like, isolation, it does feel like you're isolated sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially if, like, your parents go off to work and you're just sitting there home alone.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you think the isolation, like, plays a factor into, like, coming back to school afterwards? Or
I think more kids are ready to come back to school after being isolated like that. And it's the hardest part is mentally, I think what it does to the kids is a lot of students don't learn very well virtually. And I get that. And they come back, they're a week behind or however far behind. So just add that on top of the stress they already have.
Yeah.
You are looking at a, you know, a little time shell sometimes, a little, you know, you don't know when this person's going to possibly have had too much. They're done. They can't take it anymore. And that's one of the things about understanding suicide. It's usually the quietest person, the person you don't know is struggling, that is struggling. And you really need to pay attention to your surroundings. And it's not always going to be that kid that talks the talk. It's that kid that you don't hear from or that is completely excluded from everything or made fun of all day long that is really suffering inside. And so we really need to be, I'm a huge person into just be kind. You don't know what that person's going through. You're not in their shoes. So just be kind. And yeah. I do witness in these hallways the lack of kindness sometimes among the students. And you don't know what you have said to that person may affect them in a more negative way than you know.
Yeah.
So just be careful with your words. You don't have to like people. but you need to respect them.
Yes.
So I'm very concerned sometimes about when kids come back from being isolated.
Yeah. Especially if the only contact they've had is through social media.
Yeah, because then they're dealing with all of that when they come back.
Yeah, because then they're meeting the people they were just hearing from. And even if the person doesn't talk to them like what they did over social media, it's still like, even if it was nice things over social media, if they don't talk to you when you get back, it's like, what happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Cause a lot of doubt.
Yes. Yeah. And it leads to a lot of mental anguish in people's heads.
Yeah.
And people think, I'm very open and very passionate about the suicide prevention. And I have you can't see it, but I have a huge semicolon tattooed on the inner arm of myself. And it says, strength is what we gain from the madness we survive. I am a suicide survivor. I am one of the fortunate ones that I was found when I got found.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge, I think that's why I'm such a supporter of it. My daughter as well went through something very similar. So you just really have to just be kind. It's really that easy. And listen to people and be a good friend. And if you see somebody that you think is struggling, tell somebody. It's okay to tell somebody. Because we really got to open up our eyes a little bit more. And instead of wanting to make fun of that person that you want to make fun of for that day, how about you just ignore them? Or if you can't be nice, don't say anything at all.
Yes. And that's definitely what people who aren't aware of the situation can do to look out. But for students who are struggling right now, is there anything you'd like to say to them?
Talk to someone. I don't care who, but you really need to talk to someone. Again, I am available before school, after school, A lunch, B lunch, C lunch. And even if in the middle of the day you find yourself just in a really bad headspace, talk to somebody. Counselors, that's what counselors are here. So use your counselors. Talk to them. Let them know something's going on. But the biggest thing is don't do it alone.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing you can do is do it alone. Let somebody help you.
Yes, of course. Thank you for joining me. I am out of questions.
Sure.
It's great talking to you.
Well, thank you.
For anybody listening, if you do want to reach out to someone but don't feel comfortable going up to someone in person, the Indiana's suicide prevention hotline is 1-800-273-8255. This has been this week's episode of Weem Weekly. See you guys later. Do you have an event you'd like to promote? Make sure to go to 917weem.org and click on the Weem Community Calendar. There you'll find the calendar and a link to the form you will need to fill out to have your event show up on the calendar and get a live mention from the Weem staff. Again, everything you need to get the word out on your event is at the Weem Community Calendar. Details online at 917weem.org.
So for our first question, how often do you meet with students that are struggling with mental health problems?
I would say it's probably almost every day now. I feel like lately it's definitely been more common. Obviously, when we were on virtual and things like that, I wasn't able to meet with students as much, which I didn't like. But definitely almost every day, which I guess is kind of a good and bad thing because obviously, I hate to see that so many students are struggling, but at the same time, I'm glad when they reach out too.
Yeah. Would you say that dealing with these high school students is your most difficult part of being a counselor?
I mean, obviously, I love working like at the high school level. That's the only one I've ever done since I got my school counseling degree. But it definitely can be challenging because it's just like I want to help them the best that I can. And, you know, sometimes trying to find the best way to help them and getting the parents on board can be a little challenging.
Now, you mentioned that you don't get to see students as much since COVID started. Do you think quarantine and more isolation has led to people struggling more with these kinds of problems?
Yes, for sure. I know that it's just been challenging for everyone. I think it's been at least better this year that we don't have as many students on virtual, and then we've only been virtual that 1 week. So I feel like just students being in the building and like being able to come and like talk to me or, you know, talk to their other counselors has been really helpful and beneficial because, like I said, when we were all at home at the start of the pandemic, I just felt really disconnected from students. And I think a lot of students just didn't feel comfortable reaching out over email either.
Yeah, for sure. Now that brings me to my next question. You say that some students are scared to reach out. Why do you think it can be scary for some students to not talk to their like counselors and their teachers and stuff?
Yeah, I think for some students, they maybe get the perception that we're just in the counseling office for like scheduling reasons, which I get like when they start out the middle school, we come over there to talk about scheduling and classes and not necessarily like mental health related things. So I think in general, it's just it can be hard for anyone. I mean, not just high school students, but to talk to someone when they're struggling and their first like go to might be a friend instead of us, which is totally fine. But sometimes it's good, like when those friends like maybe reach out to us because the student themselves is like too like scared too. Yeah. But yeah, it's hard to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we were on e-learning or say hybrid, mm-hmm. what is something that you think you could do by yourself or to help a friend you might be struggling? Like what are some techniques you could use to like get through it?
Yeah. So if I was a student that was, you know, on e-learning or maybe like, let's say they get quarantined for a while, I would definitely encourage them to just reach out to someone no matter what. So reach out to a trusted adult, whether it's their parent, you know, maybe a friend's parent, just someone that they know that they can talk to. And then, you know, if it's not coming to us in the counseling office specifically, you know, reaching out to their family doctor to, you know, talk about getting an outside counselor. We have a lot of resources here for outside counseling, so we can definitely provide those to students. But yeah, I feel like just being on virtual, I mean, staying connected to people is the biggest thing.
Yeah. Which, how important do you think it is just to talk to someone, like anyone, even if it's just some like random person? Like,
yeah, it's really important. I think just being isolated and keeping things to yourself is never a good thing. I mean, because for a lot of people, you just kind of bottle it up inside and then it maybe just all like, you know, comes out like in anger or something like that. Or, I mean, obviously, you know, students that don't get help and just keep things to themselves. I mean, we've seen that can lead to, you know, self-harm and just being more depressed and, you know, possible suicide, you know, ideation, things like that. So it's just not good to, you know, keep it all in, even though I know it's hard, again, to talk to someone. We just really want students to know that they need to go someone if they're struggling.
Yeah, for sure. Now, in the past few years, we've seen a lot of quarantining and COVID times, mm-hmm. but we've also seen a lot more use of social media. Do you think social media has played a factor in increased negative self-image?
Yes, for sure. I would even say that, like, for myself, like, being on social media, I mean, just for anyone, I think social media definitely has its, you know, positives to it. There's a lot of great things about it. But I think especially like for teenagers and at the high school level, there can be so much drama. There can be so much cyberbullying. And I just feel like if a student is experiencing that, I mean, I always try to remind them to block that person, you know, whether it's their phone number or like from social media, and just really try to like make sure they're not seeing any of that stuff. And if they feel like social media is just like causing them too much stress and anxiety, I mean, there's no harm in like getting off of it for a little while.
Yeah, for sure. Would you say your job has gotten more difficult these last few years because of these reasons?
Yeah, I do feel like it has gotten, at least it seems like there's more students that have been struggling. And I think, again, the pandemic has just kind of increased that a little bit more. I think, too, just talking about mental health more, just, you know, in society and just knowing that, you know, it's okay to not be okay, has more students talking to us, talking to their friends. So, yeah, again, I'm glad that society is kind of getting more to a point where it's okay to talk about mental health, and it's not a bad thing if you need to see a counselor.
Yeah. So, like, would you recommend, like, the Bring Change to Mind program if you could? Because I know that's, like, their main mission.
Yes. Yeah. I have not been able to be involved in Bring Change to Mind too much. I'm the sponsor of SAD, Students Against Destructive Decisions, and some of what we do is also, like, try to encourage students to make positive decisions and to talk about mental health. So I'm hoping SAD can really partner with Bring Change to Mind, but I know they've been doing some really good things so far. And I think any student that has a passion for, you know, mental health and helping others, joining Bring Change to Mind or SAD would be great.
Yeah. You've been talking about how important it is for you to get to see these students because it can be really helpful for them. Why did you want to be a counselor in the first place?
Yeah, so I wanted to be going to school counseling. I moved around a lot growing up. My dad's job just transferred us to different states. So I lived in like 7 different states. So I went to a lot of different schools along the way. I finally moved for good during my freshman year of high school. So it was really hard. I mean, moving to all those different schools and especially during high school. And I just felt like my counselor in high school was really helpful in trying to like get me adjusted to the school and, you know, finding someone that could walk me around and things like that. And I feel like I had good experiences every time I had to move schools, even though it was difficult. So I kind of wanted that same thing. And I knew I was really interested in psychology, which is what I got my degree in. And so pretty much from there, I pretty much knew I had to do something else besides a bachelor's in psychology. So I thought school counseling would be the perfect fit.
Yeah. So you just brought up a really good point, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen personally a lot of transfers this year and like over the past few years. Do you meet with people that have transferred a lot on like them, it being a very different experience? Like, do they struggle with meeting new people ever?
Yes, definitely. We've had a lot of new students this year, and I actually just met with, you know, someone today who's kind of been at the school. I mean, they were a new student at the start of this year, but still just kind of having, you know, trouble like finding their like group of friends and getting to know people. So it's definitely not easy at all. I mean, you can, you know, be a pretty outgoing person, but still struggle to, you know, come into high school and find a group because a lot of people have known each other for a while. So I definitely meet with students quite a bit on that. And when we have a new student here, I try to always make sure they have an Arabian ally that they can, you know, show them around, eat lunch with them, just to make them more comfortable.
Now, my last topic of questions is class load. Obviously, this school offers AP classes, honors classes very well. Do you meet with a lot of AP and honor students? Like, do they usually, like, does their class load overwhelm them too much sometimes?
Yeah, I don't necessarily know if I meet with them like more than other students who are struggling. But yes, I definitely know that there's times like students can just put too much on their plate. I mean, they're really trying to challenge themselves, you know, for college and, you know, which is great. But it can be really stressful, like doing all those AP and honors classes and also being in a sport or marching band, choir, whatever it may be. I mean, it just takes a lot of time. So, yes, I've definitely heard of students who, you know, they just need to lighten their load a little bit because they are feeling so overwhelmed. And I don't think that's a bad thing to have to do if you have to drop an AP class at the semester because it's causing you too much stress.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Thank you so much for being here today. Those are all the questions that I have.
Okay, great. You're welcome.
All right.
That concludes this edition of WEEM Weekly. Listen in next time again at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts are found.